Blog Talk Radio.
Cosmic Philosopher Show. I am Tim Aldred, and I'm still in a state of mind of dismay. Because the existence of humanity is in a state that I did not expect to realize it. And, you know, it's like a boat that has too much weight on one side and the weight is increasing. So that if no one remove the increasing weight over on the other side, if you don't decrease that weight, that is threatening to capsize the boat. It's definitely going to capsize. And the people who are therein, if they don't get rescued, they'll perish. The situation, I now realize, because of my reading of the prehistory and the following history of our time, I had no kind of awareness that the world could be this complicated. And clearly, I know from good logic the world was never so complicated. Because I read and I can see that human life began at a certain time. Viewing that the time when time began on the level of general life, when life in general began on Earth, I have to make the distinction between the life of the planet as a whole, planetary life, opposed to different forms of life that takes place. And right now I'm talking about the human life as a whole. When did human life begin on the planet? I can tell by the account that there was uncivilized humankind of life is which began as primates, hominid primates, all right, what we may call gorilla monkeys, apes. That's the way humankind began. You cannot tell me any fact contrary to that. Because I'm telling you right up front, the world history textbook I have in front of me right now . Anybody wants to get a copy like this, I give it to you. Bibliographic information. QR code for Glencoe World History. Title, Glencoe World History. Teachers Wraparound Edition. Author, Jackson J. Spivogel. Contributors, National Geographic Society, U.S., Glencoe, McGraw-Hill, Edition 2, Publisher, Glencoe McGraw-Hill. School Publishing Company, 2004. ISBN. Yes. The ISBN, it's 0 0 7 0 7 0 3 5 9 7 8 0 0 7 8 6 0 7 0 3 5. That's it. Now, if that is helpful to anyone, that would be nice. National Geographic. What I'm saying to you is this. I thought that being a Christian, it would turn out to be the only thing in the world worthwhile be drawn to. That's what I thought. I thought that there was nothing else, and that things could happen in life that you would accept good things and may your life be blessed by that. That's basically the normative of my thinking. Now, I am feeling bitter, depressed sometimes, and so there is the rotating of the mind and your feelings. So I don't feel that way all the time. Sometimes it's like the clouds dissipate and I can see blue skies and see the stars at night and stuff like that, the moon. But the human world, as I grow from childhood to become an adult and expect that life would be a progressive, positive thing. That is the expectation that I had. And so it's about me just explaining. What my early expectation was. All I think, or my thinking was, everything was going to be all right. I saw very little violence between people where I grew up in Jamaica. You know, the first two people I see wanted to fight each other and introduce gun in it and stuff like that. They didn't get that far with their conflict, which was good. But I have not seen much conflict. I remember a man who was mentally ill stabbed up a lady who kept to a little shop, grocery shop, in the district. But this guy, everybody knew that he was not in his right mind, and for whatever, I don't know what may have triggered him, why he targeted this lady. You know, I don't know if he was displeased of some service he got in her little store. I don't know, but This lady went to fetch water, and on her way back home, this guy lay waited her and attacked her. It's not a guessing thing that demons possess people. And it is something that it's difficult to come to a conclusion, the exact conclusion of come about. But reading history, it is made clear that there is, we are living in a spirit world. And intelligence and ignorance exist. And we know ignorance contaminates anyone who does not knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And that's how the darkness, the evil, penetrates us and keep on seeking entry into a person's mind. And so, it is a very, 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 for me, what I have read and come to know, which relates to the centralized prehistory account of civilization. When I see the display of civilization brought to earth by the gods, I can trace and see the reality of civilization. I don't have no problem with seeing that and understanding that and accepting that as a knowledge. I don't have to believe it. I just need to know it and decide, do I submit myself to it? I don't have to believe anything. However, I love it with all of my heart. So if I say I love it, then you understand what I am talking about. I'm not in the category of people who are still believing in what they don't know. Well, I can tell you, as a child, I didn't know to read to understand what Christianity is. And neither all of my years coming into adult, I never seek to read to find the meaning of Christianity. It was just like a gimme, you know, and it was normative for just to take it on under like blind and unproductive purpose. I just assume my parents are Christian, and what's wrong with that? It's natural, you know what I mean? I would never query that. Now, my mind is enriched with the knowledge. You see? My knowledge is enriched with the knowledge. And for the fact that I have been through turmoil. And when I say turmoil, I'm talking about the fact that I grew up into very unfortunate environment. And then you can understand when someone brought up into brought up into slavery and understand what type of environment that, you know, that they are brought up in, you know. They brought up into this kind of thing. And life is difficult, right? You can understand that. And so, I didn't have that searchlight in my mind to look in the world and understand certain things and be gratified by what I know. Because I wasn't reading enough to acquaint myself with certain information, you see? So I didn't have no high expectation of anything because I don't read to get that. And I am not being taught it because it's church, I mean. When I grow up now and begin to see that Christianity is a jackass gay institution, that when I tell people, they don't even care to hear what I say. And then I can see that my brain and my emotion is infected by the church that I grew up in. And I have talked to a lot of other people around the world, and a lot of them, in addition to what I have heard by report and by just people talking, some people commit suicide because of the turbulence, the human turbulence, confusion, the church confusion. And then the Bible is given as the most noble book in the world. That's what I find. I mean, I am not going to look for any church denomination to join, or even if they call it non-denominational church, it's the same sodomite institution, whether or not they call it denomination or non-denomination. Six of one of does not the other. Let nobody fool you. No place do I read in the Bible now that I feel like church is okay. Church is a sodomite institution. And easy to realize, read about the world of the BC era or BCE era. Read about that world back there. And read about the world that we are in, and you will know about it. So the comparison should be very easy to make. And conclusions, I mean analysis and conclusion can be drawn easily by this comparison. What kind of world was before what we call AD Anno Domini? And then everything civilized, legitimate government and everything was in the BC era. How did we come by AD Anno Domini? That I was in from, let's say, 7 years of age, went on into that darkness, psychological darkness, until, you know, I was like going to my 60 years of age. And, of course, at this time I learned to read much better than fourth grade level. So I get
to cater to a higher level of knowledge that is moving the human sphere. You see, and what happened between planet Nibiru and Earth? My friends, when I look at the way human groups different type of consensus. It agitates me to the core. It torments me to the core. Because the way the human entity is functioning, it does not relate today to the world that begat us and why we are here today. Because the planet motion, the motion of the planet, well, it's like two motions that is this two motion describe the Earth, and that is it rotates and revolves. One of those motion gives us 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of nighttime, darkness, right? Light for 12 hours, though it may a little vary some places, but generally, it is 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness. We don't get the sunlight. Humanity and living things are affected by that because we have a calendar that relates to the 24 hours revolution. Turning over of the planet Earth that shows its side to the sun for 12 hours and turn the other side that becomes dark when that side turn away from the sun. So 12 hours evenly all the time. So it's by design that the Earth, wherever it began to do when it did, can you imagine that very instance? And was the Earth this same size at that time? I don't know yet. I don't know yet. However, though, just imagine that. I am here and I am talking, and there was a time when I was not talking. I was in the womb. I mean, at several stages. I mean, I come through to be here and talking, right? And so do you. So are everything with life, right? Things with flesh in the sea and you know, on land. So what I'm trying to say to you, the fact that we are dependent on the planet to both revolve and rotate. So if I'm correct, the motion that gives us night and day is what we call rotation and revolve and revolution. The revolution takes us for a 1 year ride where while the earth is spinning over for our 24-hour day, it is traveling at a terrific speed, like, and covering, the Google tell you how many miles an hour the earth is traveling. And the earth is traveling in accordance with the houses of the zodiac. the civilized people calendar, okay? And so, those two motions the earth perform is accountable to us as the calendar, the solar calendar. It's controlled by the sun above our heads. So everything that has life is controlled by that. Now, why did I come to experience a moon calendar? Now, this is very troubling to me. This is troubling to me because I grew up in church, to only find out homosexual messed up the civilized world that the gods plant here. Now, I would be glad if somebody would have called me sometime. I'm talking about this kind of stuff to me because I'm not an expert in anything. I need some experts to talk about these kind of things so that people can hear it. And you know, since I am available for that kind of information, why won't somebody out there, you know, come in, take up the phone and dial 347-850-1358. Do that. And here is a place where you can talk at length that other people can hear you. It's educational people to understand. I'm trying to talk about it in the way that I can, but why is it some other people, I mean, I'd have some people come on the program, and what they are saying is sickening. It's just that, you know, I would allow them to, and one of the last person I remember that comes into relevance, as I am saying, I had to I had to reprimand this person because when I try to make what I know to be civilized sense with this person took a position to talk, you know, like a study into Ugarit text. It's like they study the Ugarit text, homosexual text. Okay, Ugarit text is a homosexual text. And it is alike the Bible. Because the Bible, with Genesis creation story, attacks the African people and talk about a Adam and Eve in a garden where there was a tree in the midst of that garden. That garden, you have no way of identifying it because the sodomites, them that write the Bible, don't put the geography or the place where they say a spirit God make mankind. So the confusion that I am suffering from now, from growing up in the church, where my mind was totally receptive to church. As far as my mind is aimed at learning and to the best of my perception and making adjustment to what I see is true. Now, you know, it's like I'm being, you know, fighting against a force. I'm fighting against a force because you're talking about a church, talking about the church and what the church, what it really does for people. You know, it's not something that is easy for me to take a break from thinking about. It's hard for me to take a break from thinking about it. Because there is nothing else in the world like that to realize what the church is. And to realize what homosexuality is. Now, if you think that homosexuality is one form of sexual pleasure, you're wrong about that. And that, if when you think so, you don't read and understand the history of creation of the world then. But more specifically, human creation, civilization. You don't read that. You're going to church like I did, and what is put inside of your brain is not what should be. But if your parents believe in it, you know, I mean, you know, as long as nobody not raping you or do them kind of thing, although some people, you know, minister, you know, I mean, take on a lot of the people who they are trying to lead and lead them off into undesirable sex. And Eddie Long, imagine what Eddie Long was doing in the church, you know, with four young men grooming them. I mean, you think a white man would be doing something like that, but this guy, not one, but four. It's enough for you to vomit. It's enough to vomit. I cannot accept a human world like the one that I come to realize. Whereas, no, it's not good at all. I never expect to see a world like this. And then, you know, if I did not have a passion of my own, I would be swallowed up by the surrounding. But I am not that way. And when I prove to myself the things that are disastrous, things that we are to know and understand and take a different position in life, we don't know how to do that. Because these folks use the Bible and convince us that the Spirit God that they say is in the Bible is true. They easily have us fooled in believing that. And see, what happened in the meantime, they get treasure. They get power over us by we believing it. If we cannot see that we are a believer in white people, Christian Bible, if we can't see that, then we are definitely lost. What happening is not how can. It's a matter of when a human born into the human environment and indoctrination into the church about salvation and Jesus and stuff like that. When you are seasoned with the concept and unable to appreciate anything else that may contrast it, you're doomed. And look at other people who, live and dead, you're going to live and dead too. Now, so the time that we are living is a time when, with the kind of dilemma that we are in the world, we should really want to find out the truth, right? And have a settled peace within yourself, knowing what is not good from what is good. And try to make it with what is good, right? You think that's what we should do, but for some, I would like to see something happen on planet Earth. And with all that I have read about civilization, now, it's bad for the person who have not read it, and those who may have read it and still don't understand. I'm not one of those who don't understand what human entity is all about, and to know what has transpired that got us where we are. You're looking at white people and the white supremacy that they keep up. You don't know why they are white supremacists. Okay? You don't know. You don't know why there was the KKK in America. Right? You don't really know, where the presidency, where it come from, and how they use the Constitution. And in a lot of ways they generalize humanity, but in another way they remove themselves from humanity. Can't you see it? Now, things have developed in such a way that nobody is concerned about who was in America. America was empty and nobody wasn't here. Well, the history that I read tells me it was African people. They call them indigenous people. They first occupy America. And it is clear to me that they came and occupied America because they were civilized people. And I know that there are the white people then, 1.5 million years up in Europe, who could have long ago before we Africans came and settled in America. They could. What you are to do right now is ask these white sodomite ruling people, and they in the street too, ask them why they did not come and settled outside of Europe and all these places where we and settled. Why do they come around, you know, at this late time of our settlement? I'm talking about they come with A.D. and Adam and a fucking ass in the year of our Lord. When they're telling you about in the year of our Lord, means Jesus, you know, they're telling you about a fucking, sucking ass white European. That's what they're telling you about. But you don't know that. When they're telling you about in the year of Lord, they make up that story. And they who attack the African people in Palestine 2,000 years ago, back then you read in the Bible that they call us Jews. In the Bible, read the Bible today, and you will see that they call African people Jews. Okay? They call us Semitic people. Do they still call us Jews and Israelites? Or they take on that characteristic? They take it on, aren't they? Do you see any African people with business operation in America that is called Jewish Federation? When you hear these folks referring to themselves, political people referring to Israel, is it African ethnic people they're talking about? No. But listen, what I see is that these gay white people, they're coming from a state where their ancestors did not speak a language for 3.5 million years. How did they come to talk? Will you ask and find that out? Because what has happened that African people are supposed to know, it's not going to just pop up, into your understanding like that, because it is something that will take it takes a lot of your attention to devote to reading and finding out, or else you're not going to find out what these sodomite people doing among African ethnic people, hybrid people, and writing a Bible about us and all that kind of stuff. Who tell them that they can do that to us? Their fucking ass spirit tell them that. Ever you see white people do, they're possessed with demons. Look at what Putin is doing over there. When I look at a picture and see, it doesn't matter whether it was pigs or what, but the place that, costs a lot of money to establish, they just bomb it and burn it in fire. Now, do you want any more evidence that Putin is not a man with a civilized brain. None of them have civilized brain based on what the history says about their origin. Okay? So they did not talk. How are they talking now? You see what I mean? I read and I find out. When I talk about it, you think that I'm cuckoo. It's not me cuckoo, it's you. It is you. Look at the amount of African people they kill. And the rest of Africans sit back and just behave like, you know, nonchalant. They're not moved about it. They're just existing. You know, I have a friend that close person that earlier in life who just don't know that they can get up and go find something to do. So I, you know, got involved and said, oh, listen, you can't do that, and tell this person off. And I didn't just do that, but I put a lot of interest in this person, including money, you know what I mean? Time and money, because this is a close, you know, relative to me. And but some people are like that. I see that African hybrid people are afraid of these sodomite white people. We are afraid of them. Me not afraid of them. They like to use bomb and kill us and stuff like that. Look at these guys. They're doing it to their own selves. So they do it to us long enough and get where they want it, because they never have not even a dime. They never knew what it is, what a dime is, these white people here. And you'll think that I'm talking and talking foolishness. Well, we gone past where we should have sense to realize. They fool us so much in church that we no longer can discover anything to help ourselves. This is what is happening, whether or not you think so or not, but I know, because I've been into the thing and I understand why things are upside down, because I read about it. But look, you're talking about I'm over 70, and it took me a long time. I never thought that these kind of thing exists in the world. Church, I go to church and get arrested and all that. And when I read The World is the Textbook and see how these white people were able to have wide, unabridged liberty to do exactly what they are doing. We cause it. And when I tell you Africa is the culprit, you probably like, oh my God, get angry, because you can't see that to be true. But let's take up The World History Textbook itself and begin to trace where life is coming from, let's say over the past 2,600 years. Begin to read about the white people, them, of course. Maybe you won't even know where to find them in The World History Textbook, but I will tell you, they call themselves Romans, and the only time they refer to themselves as Indo-Europeans when they are writing about how they go into the Alpines, or they go into Rome, Italy. Okay? So you'd like to know what spot, what geography did they leave from to go over there? Right? Listen, the interbreeding is interbreeding these white people and the Yes, I mean, when they were 100% hominid species, right? They were 100% hominid species. Until they go up into Asia and interbreed with the sapien, the wise sapien. And it's from that point that, you know, it's like their spaceship gets shot down and tumble to some surface, maybe Mars surface. From then, the species of sapien, the third highest in human ranking, right? The third human in development, higher than the second one below, which is the Homo erectus, that comes from the major species, the hominin, which started out as apes, gorillas. That's what the record says. So how does the human civilization how did it get affected by these white people coming from hominid species, only a subgroup to hominin species? Now, we don't, I mean, blood inside of us has everything to do with your relatives and stuff like that. How did they come across and interbreed with our people? So they come and they get mixed up. What did they do now that they mix up? Because, you know, the Neanderthal for about 40,000 years, right? And they look like better human now. They don't have monkey face and stuff like that. Okay? And look at them, diverse in all kind of way over 100,000 years. It's hard to tell. It's hard to define them. But the central knowledge is clear. The interbreeding went on. You see? And just as though they cannot dismiss, they were never any Romans. Is the way now they cannot dismiss that they interbreed, wrongfully interbreed with the sapien people. And because we have not protected ourselves, that was something that should never happen. But, I mean, this sexual thing is, you know what I mean? I mean, those people that come from ape-like and, you know, animal kind, you can understand why they want fucking ass. Why they feel fucking asshole is a special thing, that they have laws to do it. How can they come and mix themselves into civilized people? That is unlawful under the law of civility. They're not supposed to do that. But just to show you how much kind of a sense of sanity they have. Why they come here and decide they're going to teach us to fuck ass for? Why? You ever think about that? Yeah, they come and say they want to take control over the world Oh, that's what they said when they come to America. They want to, reconstruct us and say, oh, we love their what they call it, their as it were, their type of culture. Like, we love it. Imagine, they are saying that we love sodomy. Imagine that. You imagine that. And clear that you will never find any sodomy in prehistory. You don't find no sodomy in prehistory. You don't see no human, civilized human being fucking ass in that history. No. No, you don't see none. But yet still, how can so many African people just drift along, turn Christian? And it is the worst kind of comeback that we are bowing to, because they take you right down to where you start fucking ass and feel good about that, right? I don't know about that, but I see some two guys on Dana U a few years ago marrying two black men. You know, it's not the lower form of disgrace. This is like the worst dimension of disgrace. You see what I mean? And everything is going on in the world, and, oh, they're going somewhere. And in the world is the textbook. My reading of the world is the textbook. I'm glad for this man that gave the textbook to me, because I started to read them when, indeed, I wasn't mindful. I didn't know it was. I didn't know it was urgent for me to read it. No, I didn't. So the decree of law and order that is set up on earth here is like, African people don't know, and that's where they come from. And some African people don't care nothing about Africa whatsoever. Regardless of what they do in Africa, they who do evil things, they'll pay for that themselves, but they'll die and leave Africa there. So the importance is not about they who are over there acting like idiots. It is what the place represents. You see what I mean? And it is not that the land, the ground itself there is more precious than any ground other places on the planet. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. It's the people. It is the people and what they do, because talk about a creator of heaven and earth and creating mankind. We know that the Bible doesn't represent that creation at all. These sodomite people have created this fictitious Cleave world system. Okay? And all we have to do is take up the manuscript, the blueprint, and then you get rid of them. Because they can read and do all kind of stuff, but they are out of context with civilization. White people are here, and they have a court system and law and school and stuff like that. But do you know where they're coming from with it? Do you know where they get the idea from? Of course you don't know. You don't know. But if you begin to research over the last 100,000 years, you wouldn't lose any of the evidence to prove that these come back, white people, now. All they know to do is kill you and take away what you have. But life for me is valuable enough for me to be offended by it and don't give an inch. Don't give an inch because they're fucking asshole that me no do. I don't have the nature to do something like that. I'm far more learned. Okay? And they are going to come here and talk about them making Supreme Court and law. Obama. You look at Obama and think Obama is a nice guy. Obama is a fucking ass nasty man. Okay? Because he's half white and half black. You see what I mean? Yes. People like him will marry a black man and turn him into fucking ass idiot too. That's what it is. They only know to kill off civilized people. Then they have the Pope apologize for sins of Catholic. Imagine that. A Pope. You know, this fucking ass Pope must get out from St. Peter's Basilica. Get out. I'm waiting for the news, you know, that says the Elohim strange act is on. I want to hear that. Because we don't have enough provision to fight with nuclear weapons or nothing like that with our hands. No, but that the God's able to use the power. The workings of the forces of nature, okay? And our act, the working of the forces of nature and our, what you call it there? Yes, yes. All of them, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain, yes, it says, all of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. My friends, sexuality is the most It is the most crucial thing that affects humanity and even lower animals. But white people is not depended upon to live like civilized people. You don't expect them. So when they interbreed and come in with their interbreed tongues that they are talking and taking over control, we are supposed to, what are we supposed to do with that? When they come talking and take over control from us. What are we supposed to do with that? Read the Bible that they wrote. Even when they are killing us and write a Bible and lie about us and claim that is salvation. Jesus died for our sins. None of those things ever happened. There's no Jesus in the Bible. I mean, for real. There's no Jesus in the Bible. Because where the story about Jesus come from? It's in Palestine, isn't it? 2,000 years ago? That's correct? So how does African people are believing in a Bible that talks about Caesar Augustus, I mean, taking taxes off of us? It doesn't matter how I talk about it. None of these people would come forward and say a word. Look. Serious business. This is, you know, I mean, we are losing the good thing. You know what I mean? We're losing the good thing. The amount of lies that they wrote in this world history textbook. They lie. They know to write. But these people, look, the long and the short of it is, we need to get these homosexuals out of our settlements because they didn't seek to settle themselves on the places that we now settle. They had the privilege to settle anywhere they wanted. Who was going to stop them? I don't know if anybody was going to stop them. But they didn't go there. They didn't go nowhere because simply, 3.5 million years, they couldn't talk or do nothing at all. So they come in now and assault our ancestors and drag them into bushes and interbreed them. That's what they do. And kill off the Neanderthals. So they are here with us now who just are intoxicated with Jesus Christ that don't exist. So we turn fool. Of course, turn idiot, because we couldn't be reading a book with prophets and says, Isaiah 53, who art believe or report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And continue to read and see what he says. Nothing don't go like that. Absolutely nothing. But I believe that a good half a century. But the day come when I got open. My eye got open to what I am reading. And the context of what I'm reading came. And from I began to read and understand and know that the Genesis creation story is not from an academic history. You know, I don't cater to that anymore. You see? But these white people, they want us to stay with Jesus, you see. Because staying with Jesus means that, you know, they can do with us what Jim Jones did to some of our people in Jonestown. That's what they want. You see? And they know we're idiots. You see, whenever they see that we are different, they will run from us. Remember, like all the animals run from Enkidu? Listen. It's the wasting of life is at stake. That's what it is. We'll all die at some point. But what we're doing right now, we are allowing these shit house white people to come now and fool we that they are somebody and you don't know where they come from. It's going to take serious understanding to wipe out this nonsense what I'm doing. First of all, to understand that church is a vagabond gay people stuff. That's what church is. I can take you and show you in the earlier times, like AD 1500. Since they come and since Africa give them the green light to go ahead and do what they want to do. Right. And they come killing us. And, you know, you can go to Africa and kill anybody. And they will never say nothing in Africa. So now, we are not able to take a stand. Because we are not capable of understanding what these sodomites are doing. But I am sensing that, you know, I don't have an option or alternative. I have to speak the truth. And the truth is not like telling you about a spirit God. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not talking about the Son of God who God begot. You ever think of how idiotic it is to talk about God begot a son, and everything you're reading in the Bible is about God and his son? You never catch no proof from that, that there is homosexual stuff you're reading? Jesus and the 12 disciples, you never question why just 12 men? Well, I imagine if you think about that, you would have read in the New Testament where St. Paul tells you that the reason why no woman is a disciple or apostle of the 12, it is because Eve, woman, the entire throne of God don't like woman, because the woman, you know, so what we are losing out here with this nonsense. Once you believe that there is a spirit God and make Adam and Eve in a garden, your life is done. If you believe that, your inner core is dead. And you may never get the luck to understand exactly what your existence is. You see, we allow these people, sodomites, who want us to think that the Bible is a good book and that you know, there is a devil. There is a devil. Imagine that. Where you get a God from that would do all those kind of things? A God who will make you and, you know, protect you and stuff like that. Where you get that from? That a God who is good could behave like the one we ever tell you about in the Faggot Bible. If you don't understand how you get contaminated by words, well, think about what I'm saying and see if it works for you. But if it's not going to work for you, then nothing, you know, you can't apply logical and coherent change to your life. You'd have to know what's going on in the word energy. And know when you don't believe, you're not to believe things that you don't know about. But the Bible turn our head around and make us think the other way around. Believe what you don't know. Believe what you don't see. You know? And you will reap a reward. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, with all these old bunch of nasty things that they have been doing 2,600 years ago in politics until today, oh, they just about turn our clock around long time, and we are not able to understand that there is no Jesus Christ in existence. And you reading the Bible and should be able to see that Jesus Christ bluntly tells you, St. Matthew 10:34, right? That he ain't come to send peace on earth. He come, and you read that and you think that is a nice thing that you're reading in the Bible. Not a nice thing. Is homosexual stuff you're reading and you do not know. You see. And your life is never going to be what it is as long as you're believing that kind of stuff. If you're reading the story, what happened in Palestine, you would know that there was no white people around there that you call Jews. There was no white people called Jews. They called themselves Gentiles. That's what they say in the Bible. When you read about Gentiles, it wasn't the African people that they were talking about. They were talking about themselves. Europeans. They were Gentiles. Read it. You will see it clearly. And you will see when they write in Matthew 2 about wise men following star, you will see clearly that they, on the other side, they were called Gentiles. And the Gentile world, the white people were the Gentile world. But now, they man over the perception to call us Gentiles, and they become Abraham's children, the Jews. That's what they do. That's what they do. And normalize the world with that concept. if you're not interested to know, look, I'm interested to know. And it's the reason why I'm here talking about it, because I feel very uncomfortable with these sodomites who are sitting in the noble places that we settled in, take away political protection from us. You know what I mean? And the people who are reading with better ability to understand things, they don't understand what I'm saying. You know, and it's not that they don't understand altogether, but they, if they were to, like, you know, have an argument with me, they would get scorched. They would get scorched up, you know, and it's not anything I'm trying to do to them, is what they are doing to themselves. Because when you cannot deliver peace, your inner understanding, you start feeling pain. You see, so I come out here, and for me to come out here and don't put up any guards. Anybody can come in and start talking. And you can disarm me if you know something better than me. You can, you know, cause me to correct what I'm saying. Yeah, because I'm sensitive to understanding words and the consequences when you talk about things. And if you're not right, what can befall you? Yeah, I know the connection there. So what I am into right now is a state of mind where I am reading and I'm seeing things and I'm saying, no. You know, it cannot be that we position for white people to come and swarm us when they didn't do it 100,000 years ago. They didn't do it. No. And we have too many admonitions in what they say, in what they write and stuff like that to throw it at them. But we don't. You see. Not even Muhammad Ali throw it on them. You know, he throw some things on them, you know, make some sense. But it was not going to, like, you know, I mean, pluck them up by their roots. And that's what we need. We need to identify these people for who they are and not what they are looking like today. Because they're looking like us. They're not supposed to look like us. And that's what happened. By interbreeding with us by force. And we weren't there when they were doing it. But we can sense the energy. Today, we see that their act back then prevails today. Okay? And the only way that we're going to get rid of it is to recognize it and rebuild. Unpack that nonsense and rebuild. You got to know who is our adversary from who are our friends. Homage do we need to offer white people? They come here as crooks and criminals and homosexuals. And that's what they say. They come here, you know, to take part into world affairs. They decided that long time ago that they were going to take over the world. Fucking ass. And that's what they're doing right now. They want it in the school, which means they don't have any intention of going back to Europe and go live as European. No. They see a brighter future for themselves with sodomy. In that they just need now to close the deal. There is no chance, no turning back, that anybody is going to try to establish anything else. But their sodomite rule, that's what they want. So if you don't realize that the Bible is not our book, it doesn't have no creation story in there, we're in bad shape. But see, me right here now, and look, I'm talking for all of you who's not talking anything, right? Because I don't have any fear at all. When I'm talking the truth, I'm not violating nobody's rights. If they want to come here and talk about this is their country and stuff like that, well, come and prove it. Come and prove it. I'm talking for everybody who won't talk. Come and prove it. I know that the gods that I read and identify as having concern over what goes on here, waiting for us to show that we have sense. So far, we're not behaving like we have any sense. Into clothes and into motor vehicles and, fancy paradise and stuff like that. Everybody turn to things and will not allow the gods to dominate because we have their blood and they work through us to emulate where they come from. That's what the issue says. Why they give us the government. They could gone back and just leave us here like wild animals. They didn't do that. They give us kingship government, the same government that they have over there. They didn't give that to the Neanderthals. They didn't give it to Homo erectus. They didn't do that. They gave it to us. But they decide that they're going to come and mash us up. Well, no. It's time for them to get mashed up, right? It's not going to happen the right way unless we begin to manifest that we know and we eagerly manifest the ways of our gods. You see? Now, too bad for us who believe that, there is only one God. These fucking ass white people, that's what they bring. You see what I mean? But what kind of two-tone God that them have? A God that you say is perfect, and then when you watch his work and in the creation story of God in Eden, how can that be a real God that behave like that? But you want to get credit in the Bible for that same sodomite God. Talking about how he loves the people that he created and he gave his only begotten son and all that kind of stuff. You don't see in action that the God where them are talking about do anything like a perfect God. You don't see none of that. But yet still, that's what we worship. Idiot. I mean, are we worshiping that? And allow these people to come and saturate our place, and you don't see they're coming to fuck your ass. You don't see that. They are using the shroud of principality, you know, to ensure that everybody in America okay with sodomy. That's what they're doing. Now, if that's the way it's supposed to be, if I read that, then, you know, I would abide by it. But that's not what I read. I respect my origin. That's not what I read. And what they're writing in the Bible is not the history. They read history because the Bible did not exist before history, okay, about creation. So what they're writing that history for, simply because they want to continue on earth, everybody generation after the generation are sodomites. Just like they are sodomites in Europe for all this long time, they want to bring us under that. You don't know that's what they're trying to do? Well, I'm telling you, Jesus was a sodomite. And the God that they are talking about, a spirit God, is a sodomite character. Don't think that they exist as a spirit somewhere and carrying on affairs on earth. Nothing don't go so. Okay? And if you want to, like, justify yourself and that you trust in your God and your Jesus and stuff like that, you're not reading well. U.J. Schoenfield, he wrote the book, The Passover Plot. And he tells that the story of Jesus and John the Baptist, when you believe in it, is like you pass the world of sober into the world of fairy tale. That's what he says. There's nothing, but the point is, I'm not just taking that man's author words for it. It's the Bible itself. You call me, and I will read it to you and show you that there is nothing in the Bible as evidence for a Jesus Christ. And if you were to get what in the world represents a Jesus Christ, it would be a black man. That's what they call us. That is what understood. We are not black, but that's what they call us. But an African, hybrid person. Jesus Christ is not an hybrid person. You see what I mean? Jesus Christ is really a Gentile person, if you are to really read right. Okay? White people, he's called Gentiles in the Bible. So you don't have no Jesus Christ in the Bible for real. The African man that they want to, they say they put on a cross and stuff like that, that man was not a European Jesus Christ trying to save anybody. Nothing don't go so. And clearly, that man was not a deity or nothing like that. He was a simple human. That is written and told. But if we don't pay attention to words and reason, then we will go to our grave, just like my parents did, and believe in Christianity. I will be right back, and I hope that, you know, you listen to what I'm saying. It's about you, and it's about me. It's about all of us. But you know what? I don't want nothing from you. I just want your hearing and for you to, like, think about the things I'm saying. And if I'm not saying it right, I appreciate you come and let me know. Let's take this down from nothing to all.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, let's get to this next segment. Welcome to home of Penobscot's oldest continuous government on earth. Welcome to home of Penobscot, oldest continuous government on earth. Government. Penobscot Nation. KKWEY, hello, and welcome to the home of the Penobscot, the oldest continuous government on earth. I wonder when this Penobscot government began. Penobscot government. Wow. Penobscot. Government. All right. I would like to know. I would like to know about this Penobscot government. When did it begin? You know? I would like to know when it began. Let's see if I can find out right now. Penobscot, oldest government. Let me see this. Government. All right. Penobscot Fee Fisky. Fisky Kid. Funny name. So this Penobscot are an indigenous people in North America from the northeastern woodlands region. They are organized as a federally recognized tribe in Maine and as a First Nation band government in the Atlantic province and Quebec. So they are saying now, what type of government does the Penobscot tribe have? Listen to this. The Penobscot Reservation is located approximately 12 miles north of Bangor, the nearest urban area and immediately adjacent to the city Old Town. The government of the Penobscot Nation consists of a tribal chief, sub-chief, and 12 tribal council members. This government is elected through the democratic process. Now, once it says that the government of the Penobscot Nation consists of a tribal chief and sub-chief, tribal council member, this government is elected through a democratic process. But there was something else that he says about, say that it is federally, where's that? Told me something about that. First Nation band. First Nation band government in the Atlantic province and Quebec. Approximately 12 miles of Bangor, the nearest urban area, and immediately adjacent to the city of Old Town. This government in the Penobscot consists of tribal. Yeah, I want the part. It was telling me about federal something. Now, okay, so he says, What did the Pentecost believe? Pentecost were peaceful, although they had learned to defend themselves well against attack by the Iroquois working together with their Wabanaki Federacy allies. They adopt Christian teachings from the French Jesuit. Now, what they are presenting this as is Indians, African Indians, forming a government that is recognized by the federal government. Now, if African people is taking a position where the Sodomite white people them will come here and kill off, you know, almost 10 million African people, and talk about they have a government. Where, I mean, these Indians had a government before these people come here, didn't they? Yes, they did. So how now they are? They have given up the America, the land, to these sodomite white people who come here and kill off everybody? How can you give anything to people who are clearly not a civilized set of people and take control of everything? No, ain't something wrong with African people? Something, I mean, clearly wrong. And where the wrong took place? 100,000 years ago. Interbreeding. These people come by force and interbreed up with our people, and they are now talking. You see? And they don't want it to be known. That's what happened. But it is known. We are just weak and not, you know, behaving like we are mature people. Our species is sapien. Wise sapien. We are wise sapien. Sapien. That's it. You see, they don't have any authentic position at all. But somehow, our own people, who are supposed to represent us as a government, decide they're not going to do that. They're going to make these people rule the world with them sodomy and turn all of us in sodomy. So I must assume that African people turn sodomites. So we are only going to make it based on our loyalty to recognize him, God's power on earth. Yes. They came and they take over the earth when there was no civilization. There was only these ape-like white people. And they didn't have no domain except Europe. That's where they went. And they didn't go no place else. So what are they doing now, talking about they come talking. When we were leaving them 100,000 years ago, they couldn't talk. It's after, let's say, the first batch of people leave and they began to, like, you know, attack the rest of who were coming through. That's how they get to interbreed up with babies that talk, because we have the God's blood that come and intermingle with us, and they have talking babies. But they still are faggots. You know, they are still homosexual. They still want to make law and turn the entire world into sodomy. That's what they're up to, right? And I am saying, no, not in my lifetime. I'm never going to submit to that. And I just hope that the gods are with me. Otherwise, I will perish. I don't want to perish. I want the truth to reign. Okay? So, I don't tell anybody to go out of the way. I'm telling people to go out of the way. Christianity is a faggot stuff. And the church. Right? And there are too many things to prove it. They never talked for 3.5 million years. They never spoke nothing. They cannot prove anything, any fact that they had an organization, a civilized organization, before they tangled with the African people. They didn't have anything. They did not have anything. They couldn't talk. They come from primates. Descent. That's where they come from. In the human sense, that's where they evolved from. The interbreeding and talking that they do, that's what is making the trouble. That's what is making the trouble. They make up a church and we now like treat them like, oh, we and them are the same. They talk like us and blah, 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 blah. They're not really like us, man. Look with your good eye. So, if you're not reading good to understand why we are in this dilemma in the world here, and these people will kill everybody as if they cannot have their way. That's what these white fucking ass white people, that's what they do. They must have their way. You see what I mean? So only a real, you know, a tornado, we don't really, you know, take account, nothing of them, but just destroy them. That's really what, that's what I look forward to, the, you know, the demolition that the gods is, you know, able to do on them. That's what I am looking forward to, because, you know, I mean, no, that's not the way life's supposed to be. You know, just about every day, we have calamity, like all the year around with these sodomite people, having control of our wealth with AD and Adam and fucking nothing, okay? And they have this nothing that you have to give account for government, these fucking ass white people, we don't have anything at all. When you check it out, they don't have no government anything to control African people at whatsoever. And they can turn us fool so that Indian people are now talking about they're a government, you know, under federal government. And you don't have no sense about really where we're coming from. Locks, man. Can we be so backward like whole donkey with Alzheimer's? It doesn't take a lot for these people to run away from us, man. Come on. It's just not going to happen with we playing like we are such... We are so uncivilized, you know. We lose our senses. You know? We lose our senses. So, this is what we have going on now. That these folks are out there and they are calling themselves these kind of names and, you know, just like what these sodomites would do. So they're out there now as Indian and have Christianity. I mean, these folks are in bad shape. Talking about Penobscot the oldest continuous government in the world. You see what I mean? They didn't say a church. They say government. You see? About Joseph Nicolor, 1827 to 1894, was an elder and political leader of the Penobscot Nation in Maine. He served 6 terms as the tribe's elected representative. Right? Yes, 6 terms as the tribe's elected representative to the Maine state legislature. Annette Colobny is the college, is the the College of Humanities. Professor Emeta of America Lecture and Culture at the University of Arizona. Question. What do the ethnic diaspora hybrid generation? What do the ethnic diaspora hybrid generation not identified with Penobscot people, red man, or even the meaning of the word ethnic people as it always was and is intended, or an indigenous people, that's the Hindi and them, right, in the North America from the northeastern woodlands region. They are organized as a federally. Oh, this was your reddish. They are organized. So that means they are under the federal government. This don't make no sense. You're not supposed to. What make you under them? How did they come to be be over you? What authority they have to in America? What authority do they have? They don't have zinc. You see what I mean? So that's how much sense African people have. What happened to the government that been here before a federal government, man? Hello? When they should have kingship working, they are accommodating these sodomites that want everything from African people to Dickens. And so it goes on with federal recognized. I mean, where do they have Jesus? That's what these faggots, they are all about. Them don't have no sovereign government of kingship, King David and stuff like that. No. They don't have none. They want to fuck your ass. Look at the Bible. It's a disgrace. They are organized as a federally organized, recognized tribe in Maine and as a First Nation band government. What government? Federal government? In the Atlantic provinces and Quebec, population 2,398. Territory. Population, 2,398 territories. All right. Ancestral territory. Our land based today on only a fraction of the, only a fraction of what our ancestors occupied. So let me let you know that they are Africans, but these white sodomites come and take over everything from them. Our ancestral territory include many rivers that flow into the Gulf of Maine. These include all the watershed from the Machias River in the east and in Massachusetts reservation land. It goes on to tell you some more things. Island system, and it tells you how many acres. And Matagamon Reservation, 24 acres. Smith Island, 1 acre. Trust Land, 86,357.52 acres. Free Land, 28,408.80 acres. Civilization started on Earth 450,000 years ago by the gods. After many thousands of years, they created hybrid ethnic human beings and gave them government law code. Uncivilized interbreeding homosexual has no jurisdiction law. My friends, you know, to die in ignorance such as what we are going through here is not a nice thing. If we have a soul that values something, then we don't put up with these kind of stuff here. It is a disappointment for the native people to end up into Christianity, because that's what they said their God tell them to do, to bring true Christianity come here. How do you make sodomite people to raise up something that is totally uncivilized? The BCE era don't have nothing called Christianity, nothing about God and a Jesus. And we fall into this snare, man. Why we fall into this snare? Well, all I can do is call your attention to this. And let's play another tune. And I will read you something more about our history. Let's hope that will refresh you. And so, let it be. So let's see what I have here.
I Who Have Nothing by Shirley Bassey. Let's listen to this melody.
I who have nothing, I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. By her diamond bright sparkling diamond, but believe me dear when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way. She wants to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing, I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, darling, 'tis I who love you.
Okay, and that was Shirley Bassey. Nice tune. Now, what I thought about as I listened to that tune is when you are separated from someone you love and there is no love there between you, you who give in to that love relationship, you feel pain. You feel some pain into that separation, right? You wish there was not that separation. Now, so is the human relationship with their creator. And see what these sodomite white people have done? The church is a snare. Because all of what we talk about, we are saying grace and stuff like that, we think we are praying to our creator God. But church God doesn't have anything to do with our creation. But they have us believe that Genesis creation story is the creation, is our creation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can you reach what I'm saying? All of my lifetime that I spend, I kneel down and pray. Most of, you know, all of my childhood days and come to be adult till I'm like over 50. I kneel down and pray until eventually somewhere along there, I realize that
Don't make any sense to kneel and pray. And I was not giving up on God or nothing. It's just that I'm running into contradictions. And I don't think that's what God that I believe in was about. So I did not bother with like kneeling down and praying, you know, because I felt like I don't have to repeat to God every time I'm going to say my grace. I got tired of saying my grace. I'm telling God the same thing. And there are places in the Bible that says you ought not to make vain repetition. And if I'm telling God the same thing every time I pray, to keep me, guide over me, bless my meal, and stuff like that, I'm telling a God who knows exactly that, you know, he's to bless my meal. And God don't forget anything. So I'm praying to a God who don't forget anything and telling him the same thing all the time. So it begins to become a empty effort or a ritual. A ritual that I am keeping up. Because my common sense, I wouldn't have anybody tell me the same thing over and over and over when it's being done on the same schedule all the time. I wouldn't have anybody do that. Because if I am supposed to do something for you, all right, if let's say I do something for people, I do a service, right? I do a service for people. And I know when the people want that service and stuff like that. Do they really need to call me this morning and say, hey, I'm coming for it? No. I can see if they're not coming. Well, you know, they can call me and say, well, I don't want you to do it today or something. I don't want it today. So the same thing with the Bible. You begin to run dry out of substance after doing the same foolishness all the time. You can, don't, you know, nothing is not there, but you don't really know that because you believe that it is the God thing. You don't have nothing else beside that. So it is a serious type of thinking to lead you to find out foolishness. When those foolishness are taught to you like reality and you do believe them as reality, when are you going to know it's not reality? There's a lot to know. You got to start from the beginning. You have to start with word consciousness to really find out them foolishness in the Bible is not real. You see it? And so I decided now to go to this next segment and read to you what I know is true and irrefutable. And I have a link here that I am bringing whenever I remember. I bring it in so that anybody comes to this chat room, they have it. Today, don't see anybody comes in. But I have this link here. And this link is really important for us African people to read about Africa and the gods in Africa. And, you know, get rid of this spirit God stuff that we are taught. And let these white people begin to understand that, look, we get over their thing that they have done to us. You see what I mean? We don't owe them nothing. We don't owe them nothing, and they have no right to mix in their faggot self with us. We need help with that right now. I need God to help us. You know what I mean? We want these white people removed from among us. It is abomination. We don't want them among us. And I know I cannot be the only person, but it matters to me whether there are other people, but I'm not looking their company. I'm not looking for their company. It's a matter of what the fact is and what the requirement of us and what is required that we should know and how we should behave. That is what matters to me. You see? Because there is a need for us to know and for us to have that honor to our gods. You know, and these white people have come and talk about they have government. There's just no government here. There's just no government here. You know, but if you think a cop is a cop, you're going to treat him like a cop. That's it. You see what I mean? But what if you can, like, say, officer, may I see your badge? And there any other ID you want, you want him to show you that. But he may say, well, and, you know, go to the judge and go clarify that. My duty is to do this. And, you know, maybe, you know, give you trouble. But the point is, look, you did you date this thing that you use, that you, this ticket that you're giving me? Did you date it, sir? And say, what is the date you have on it? Because look, I am African, and I cannot participate into you and what you believe, and you're invading my country and want to subject me to your sodomite way of life. That date that you have on it is not my date that I am controlled by under the calendar. The solar calendar, that's the calendar that I was born under and live under. So you can come here and use none of that date from me. Go back where you come from. Leave me alone. You feel what I mean? And if, let's say they arrest you and you go to court, that would be a nice thing to go before a judge and tell them, say, "I, judge, I am African. Your jurisdiction don't cover me. Kingship covers me, the government. You know about kingship? That's a government that I am born under on the calendar, the solar calendar under the house of the zodiac. That's a calendar that is relevant with me. You understand that? Leave me alone. So you, what do you want to come here for and rule over me? For what? You're a sodomite. You coming from eighth origin. What do you want with us, man? You know? And be serious about this. So, my friends, one of the thing, again, I can't stoop down to this. Whereas you, we are Africans. Why these fuck Batty, what are they doing here? They could have been here and there long time ago, 3.5 million years ago. They didn't do nothing. They wait until, because they couldn't talk, they couldn't do anything. They don't, nothing civilized. So they come and interbreed with us and decide that, you know, they're taking control of us and we, they are taught government and they wrongly emulating our civilized way of life. You know, this is the dilemma. This is the dilemma that if we don't raise up to the academic standard and know what law is, these sodomites are going to, like, suck it to us. And we you know, and eventually destroy us like they destroy the Neanderthals. That's what they will do. We're not going to make it happen. Because guess what? Not unless, you know, when we raise our honor to the gods, they turn their back against us. If they don't turn their back against us, well, they are going to do something about it. Because they invest a lot in us and all around the planet where life is enjoyed. And, you know, you're not going to come here and, you know, and make us bow down to fucking Batty and all them kind of things. You see what I mean? So I'm telling you to get out. Because strange act will destroy our ants. But if we please our gods, contrary to what we've been doing, I'm telling you, he's going to take you out. He's going to take you out. We are depending on them to take you out. Because what you do is not our civilized way of life. And the history book tells us you don't have any right among us. And we can tell for ourselves by reading history, you were not talking 100,000 years ago. You were not. It's in the world history textbook. You were not talking. If you been in Europe 1.5 million years ago and you didn't go anyplace else and neither you can you show anything, you know, nothing at all. And what you are now making use of is what we come here. And through the gods, civilization, we are able to do things. I know you swoop down upon it. Okay? So just get it straight now. You don't have a government here. You don't have a government here. You're fucking batty. I mean, people from Europe. And we don't want you here with it. We don't want you here with it. You know what I mean? Leave our territory. And I mean every one of our territory too. I'm telling you that. That's what we must tell these people. You know, with our mind and spirit in accord with our creators. And so, here is our thing in Africa, South Africa. And you want to tell me these faggots are keeping us from going there? Now, this group of scientists, headed by Place, I have a link here that you can get. This link is in existence since 2012. You know, the tenth month, I think. October. October 10th. 2012. Okay, this is from 2010. Okay, I guess these are not indication that I'm thinking about. 3, 7, 6, okay. Here is this link with Michael Tellinger. Michael Tellinger and the ancient stone structures. The place is over there for us to know it and enjoy it. And these sodomites like telling us we can't go there because they have AD on a dominant government. Come on, man. You know, simply because these idiots in Africa, I mean, I don't know. You know, what could be wrong with them? All right. So, you know, I mean, this is just terrible where things just turn upside down and people don't have enough sense to, I mean, you know, bring back the boat aboard, you know? All right. Earth International Research Society, welcome our newest member. Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from M. Pumalanga. Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence, force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Scholars, talking about sodomite scholars, not prehistory scholars. Scholars have told us that the first civilization on Earth emerged in a land called Sumer some 6,000 years ago. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Jen Haney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. We are going to see that Michael Tellinger, Joe Nenny, and the team of scientists show proof that what they are saying about 6,000 years in Sumer is a lie. It's a lie. And he's going to prove it with showing and scientific discovery. Going to prove it by new archaeological and scientific discovery made by Michael Tellinger and the scientists, leading scientists, show that to be not the case at all. Michael researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone, right? Mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Now, that's been there long before Sumerian there. So this is the kind of stuff that we African people have. And these sodomite white people now, because them, you know, I mean, Africa, you know, give them political go ahead and they can go be a superpower and everything like that. This is the kind of stuff we African people are under. And there are too many of us that are causing this kind of a situation. We don't have any voice. The Martin Luther and all this kind of, dismiss all of them, because they never really do what is required to do. They don't use the book, the diagram that we have to show exactly who we are and stuff like that. They're not supposed to come around us. Okay? But why these things happen? It's got to be for a reason. And, you know, we can't let it waste. We must make use of it. Rise to the challenge of it. These people fucking ass. We don't come from that ape kind of origin like them, man. They come and interbreed and kill us. You know, interbreed us and kill, you know, the prospect that we have. And soup down to them and things like that, man. So it goes on to say, we have the truth, you know, and we have the power and we don't use it. So what these fucking ass people supposed to do? Do exactly what they're doing, because they evolve to be like that. You see, and looking to advance themselves. Right? What are we supposed to do? You know, we have all the weapons in our hands and we don't use it against them. And I'm not talking about bombs and guns and all that kind of stuff. No. It's the higher power that make lightning and thunders flash. The gods are the workings of the forces of nature. That's what they look after. So can we go wrong with them? Only when we don't listen to what they say. So now he went on to say, Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by a vanished civilization. Who are they? And who is to tell you that civilization starts in summer? You see? Now, this is the truth right here. And this is not like somebody by the waist, I say. These are scientists. And these are not scientists that learn about science things, you know, just from going to school under the AD Anno Domini. Science is science, and if you are science, you can see things that lead you away from AD Anno Domini, fucking ass, AD Anno Domini, man, right? So, here is what we have to depend on, and we don't let nobody at all take it away from us, man, especially people who don't, you know, don't qualify for do nothing. They're the ones who's coming and, you know, doing it to us. Don't make no sense. I'm not going to yield to that. Not going to yield to that. All right? So these are the things that support our existence. And we won't yield up to it, man. You know? We make these so-called sodomites, you know, they're fucking on us every day and night, man. We don't do that. I know. We don't do that as a species. Okay? So it is telling us that these things exist, and he put it out for the world to know and say, hey, we need to change our history books, man. Because these sodomites want to reign with the church and everything. They want everybody to fuck body. That's what these white people want. And we won't tell them off and tell them get out. No, we are going to church and we take for them God for free God too. And you know, them kind of ignorance here, it's not helping us. You know, I mean, the African people are just off dead, really, when it comes to having good sense and discern well. You know, we're not giving up to the truth at all. So it goes on to say, yes, this the vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. No, it wasn't Sumerian, the first people. You see, it's come from over Africa there. You see, but they don't want to. They don't want to cut off themselves from us. You see, they it's a reason why they look for everything to block our understanding of what is who the Elohims are and who we are and how we come about, how civilization come about. You think they are civilized people? I'm going to read it to you all the time here in the World Respects book. These white people are not civilized where they're coming from. They're coming from primates, human-like. From there they're coming from. It's in the, look, wake up. You hear me tell you? Wake up. All right, so Michael is telling us now, talk about Enki calendar, Adam's calendar. I'm telling, oh, they are the first civilization on earth, which we now call the first people. These settlements cover most of South Africa and an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshipped the sun. That sounds strange to Christian mind, you know? And we are the first to carve. No, it says twice the size of Texas. They carve detailed images into the hardest rock, worship the sun, and were the first to carve an image of the Egyptian Anka, key of life and universal knowledge. Thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. Think about that. Now, it's strange at first due to the Bible foolishness that is, you know, piled up in our heads. When we hear about the Elohims, it's so strange, of course, because these sodomite white people, they corrupt our brain. So we can't understand the right thing. But now, you know, I am glad. I'm happy that, you know, what I didn't thought exists, really. So I thank you for tuning into the program. And what do I have here now? Brooke Benton.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go. Until you reach the end of the line, but I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laugh and call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know that one day you'll wake up and and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of